Three of the four HDNL Basketball Conference Championships were officially decided this week, while the other will be decided on Friday night. Hello and welcome to this week's KMUD News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on those stories in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports news of the week, including all the latest high school and college basketball news, as well as all the latest high school wrestling news, some college softball, and why next week is one of the biggest of the year in local sports. But first up, the St. Bernard's boys and girls basketball teams both secured Little Four championships this week. On Tuesday night, the SB boys traveled to Miranda to play South Fork and won 65-49 to claim the conference championship outright for the second straight year. Junior guard Liam Dyer had a double-double in the win, scoring a game-high 29 points and adding 12 rebounds. With the victory, the Crusaders improved to 5-0 in the Little Four and earned a top seed and a first round by for next week's Dick Nicolai tournament. The Crusaders are also guaranteed to host at least one game in the upcoming North Coast Section playoffs. The following night, the St. Bernard's girls also secured their conference championship outright with a 68-4 win over South Fork. The SB girls also improved to 5-0 in conference play and are now 24-1 overall. They will also receive a top seed for the annual Dick Nicolai tournament and are guaranteed to host at least one section playoff game, with the postseason getting underway in 2 weeks' time. In the Big Five, meanwhile, the Arcata boys secured the championship outright with a big 56-47 win against their closest challengers at McKinleyville High School on Tuesday. The win was the eighth straight for the Tigers, who improved to 7-0 in conference play. The Arcata boys also receive a top seed and a first-round bye for next week's Nicolai tournament, as they look to win the HDNL's postseason tournament for the second straight year. The Panthers, meanwhile, closed out conference play with a record of 6-2 and will be seeded number 2 for the Nicolai tournament, opening at home against Eureka on Monday night. The Loggers also were in action on Tuesday and defeated Fortuna 56-50 in a close game. With the win, the Eureka boys improved to 4-3 in the Big Five, and they have secured the third and final conference berth for next week's Dick Nicolai tournament. In Big Five girls action this week, the Arcata Tigers clinched at least a share of this year's championship with a 48-30 win over McKinleyville at Arcata High School on Wednesday. The Tigers are now 7-0 in the Big Five with one game remaining. However, the Eureka girls also won their penultimate conference game on Wednesday, defeating Fortuna 43-23. The victory keeps them in contention for a fourth straight league championship, and the Loggers remain right on the Tigers' heels heading into the final night of the regular season with a record of 6-1. The two Big Five frontrunners will play each other at Arcata High School, where a win for the home team would seal the championship outright, and a win for the Loggers would see the two teams share this year's championship. In local college basketball this week, the Cal Poly Humboldt men's team continued to roll with another big victory on Saturday afternoon. The Jacks traveled to Cal State San Bernardino and came away with a 91-81 victory, which was their fifth straight in conference play. With the win, the Humboldt men improved to 8-6 in the California Collegiate Athletic Association, and they are now fourth in the standings. They also received some good news on Monday when they broke into the top 10 in the West Region rankings for the first time since December 2021, coming in at number 10. The Cal Poly Humboldt women did not fare quite as well and lost 57-43 at San Bernardino. The loss was the seventh straight for the struggling Jacks, who dropped to 4-10 in conference play. Both Humboldt teams will host Stanislaus State on Saturday afternoon, with the women playing at 1 and the men tipping off at 3. In local college softball, meanwhile, the Lumberjacks kicked off the new season with a doubleheader sweep in Hawaii on Tuesday. The Cal Poly Humboldt women defeated number 22 Lewis 10-0 on the 10-run rule in their opener, and they followed that with a 6-1 win over Ferris in Game 2. It was the program's first opening day sweep since 2019 and their first 10-run rule victory in a season opener since 2017. In local high school wrestling, February will be a busy month for the HDNL teams. The Del Norte boys and Arcata girls both completed undefeated runs through league dual meets with victories on Tuesday. Facing off at Arcata High, the visiting Warriors defeated the home team in the boys' matchup 51-20. The victory avenged a dual match loss to Arcata last year, and the Warriors are now a remarkable 55-1 in league dual matches over the past 8 seasons. It wasn't all bad news for the home team, however, and the Arcata girls won their matchup 48-19 to complete their unbeaten run through league matches. The league teams will now turn their attention to this weekend's North Coast Section Dual Match Championships, which will take place at Ukiah High School on Saturday, before next weekend's HDNL Championships, which will be hosted by the Tigers at Arcata High School. The NCS Championships will take place the following weekend, with the top grapplers from that tournament then advancing to the state tournament in Bakersfield at the end of the month. And finally this week, the schedule has been finalized for next week's Dick Nicolai Boys and Girls Basketball Tournaments, which is one of the biggest local sporting events of the year, with the action getting underway on Monday and running through Friday. The numbers 2 and 3 boys seeds from the Big 5 and Little 4 will face off on Monday, with the girls opening round taking place on Tuesday. The boys semi-finals will be held at College of the Redwoods at 6 and 7:30pm on Wednesday, followed by the girls semi-finals also at Seor on Thursday. Both championship games will be played at Lumberjack Arena on Friday night, with a big crowd expected. The girls' final takes place at 6pm, followed by the boys' decider at 7:30. And that's this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.